Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:45, down one half on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:03, down one and a half on the open. December, 8:38, down one and a half. May corn opened at 6:18, down a half on the open. July, 6:25, down four and a quarter. September, 6:36 and a half, down four and a half. December, 6:48, down two. March of 2009, 6:54, down 7. May, 6:60, down 9. July, 6:69.5, down 6.5. September, 6:20, down 10. And December of 2009, 5.98¾, down 3¼ on the open. May soybeans open at 13.64, up 14.5 on the open. July, 13.72, up 14. August, 13.67, up 13¾. September, 13.30, up 5¼. November, 13.16, up 12¼. January of 2009, 13.28, up 12¼. July, 13.42, up 3½. And November of 2009, 12.79, up 3¾ on the open. May soybean meal open at 337.50, up 4.40 on the open. July, 344, up 5.50. May soybean oil open at 61.83, up 30 on the open. July, 62.35, up 35. June live cattle open at 94.45, down 7½ on the open. May feeders, 107.35, unchanged. May lean hogs, 80.30, up 7½ on the open. And May bellies, not trading at the moment. July, though, at 80.70, up 62½ on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, senior market analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, there's an old saying, you have to feed the bull every day. Corn prices down off of the opening bell today. Are we seeing light profit taking or the beginning of something a little bit more significant?
Well, I would say probably some light profit taking here for the moment. We'll need to monitor the market today and see if it follows through tomorrow or not. But if you look at the corn chart, we've been having corrections. You rally for about a week, then you break for a few days. You rally for a week, then you break for a few days. So this has sort of been the typical pattern we're in. And as we sort of approach late month in here, we are due for a 10-week cycle low, 8 to 10-week cycle low, depending on which commodity. So the market is a little bit vulnerable to back and fill here for a little bit. Fundamentally, though, we do have a drier forecast. Subject to change in another couple hours from now, but for the most part, a little lighter precip midweek and a little less rain here as we go into next week, looking at the weather maps now. And also, too, fundamentally, we'll see what the planting progress report here says this afternoon. They're looking anywhere from 45 to 55% complete on corn, and look for beans to make a little headway, too, so we'll sort of monitor that. Then lastly, fundamentally, Friday's USDA supply-demand balance sheet indicated a tighter situation what the trade was looking for, especially in beans, and that puts a little bit more emphasis on day-to-day demand and day-to-day weather forecast as we go through the growing season.
So are we going to live and die on the balance of the week by the weather forecasts?
Pretty much so. I mean, as we've been promoting for a long, long time, you take the acreage number and you plug in that yield, and you move that yield up and down a few bushels, that moves the bottom line more than anything. And it can move it to a deficit situation, or it can move it up to where we've got a little bit more extra inventory to work with. So with the huge speculative interest in the market and the big demand base we've built worldwide, it's going to keep this market on edge clearing the harvest.
And the yield becomes quite a speculative affair, because with these new triple stacks, we really don't have a very good handle on how they perform.
Well, yeah, there's some debate last winter at some of these meetings, and there was one study where it's not technology, it's weather. And they had some data showing that technology isn't the issue. We've just had some good weather here, that the technology isn't doing it. So whether you believe that or not, who knows? But I believe technology has improved dramatically, and with some good weather, you can have some real good yields. But if you're too wet for a long period of time, that's not going to help. Or if we turn, hot and dry later on, that could be an obstacle tried to overcome also.
Take it back to the charts, Kurt, and let me ask you, if we settle below the 10 and 20-day moving averages on the December corn contract, if we might be back at the $6 level looking at that?
Well, if you start breaking the moving averages, then I would call, the shorter-term averages, the 10-day there, you mentioned 20-day, we could see a retrace. But we bottomed there at 602 there last Monday, and we rallied up out of the hole all last week. That would sort of be the worst-case scenario. Otherwise, you can split the difference between the 655 and the 602 and look for a 25-30-cent pullback, and that should catch and keep it in the technical uptrend on December corn futures, is what I've been referring to, at least.
All right, let's go then to the soybeans and look at your technical side there, please.
Well, we're sort of trying to move above the mid-April highs there. If you look at the November beans, they topped out around that corn prices are where beans used to be. 13.16, 13.70 November beans. That was a high there in mid-April. We banged up against that high here early this morning. That's halfway back up to the March high, so that's going to be the benchmark technically to watch. If we would close lower today, it'd be a hook reversal down. That would suggest maybe we'll pull back down this 12.50 area basis November soybeans.
Seems to me we have to keep a close eye on open interest, which has fallen off the charts.
It's jumping around, and the open interest we're kind of watching is more the open interest of the commodity fund positions. The funds got us here, and the funds could take us back down from here, so we kind of want to monitor these funds and sort of continue to watch where they're at. So far, they liquidated, and they've added back on, and I think that's the whole key to the whole commodity sector is the funds.
Turn your attention to the wheat. Is it finding a bottom or no?
We kind of feel that the market's had a fairly good sell-off, that we're probably due to start to build a base in here and see a recovery. We don't think it's a move to new all-time highs in wheat, but we could have some what you call a dead cat bounce, maybe see a 40-50 cent rally. Wheat's been victim to the spreads. They've been buying corn, selling wheat, buying beans and selling wheat, buying everything else and selling wheat, and it's due to correct, but we feel there's going to be some stabilization. But it's going to be awful hard to get a big rally in wheat, just the fact that wheat harvest is going to start picking up momentum worldwide here as we start to move into the first part of June. And there's going to be ample supplies of wheat this coming new crop year, so it's going to be awful hard for wheat to muster a huge rally to the upside.
All right. Given everything we have talked about, is this a week, generally speaking, to do some additional marketings on whatever your plan is?
Well, it depends what your plan is, and stick to your plan and not listen to anybody. That's why you develop a plan. You can fine-tune the plan. But our goal to make some additional sales or hedges or puts as a scale up sellers, if December futures got to 650, we've done that. In the beans, our target was $13 November futures, maybe add to some sales and so forth, and we're there. So as a producer, we continue to believe to use up scale up selling approach here because it's just awful hard for a producer or the guy sitting back and watching to pick a top. So that's our plan. We're sticking to it. As a trader, the trend's up. Until we get some type of reversal action or you break these moving averages, you got to treat the trend as your friend.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Okay.
Kurt Kimmel, senior analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, the July wheat contract in Kansas City at 837, down 8.5 at the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat 787.75, down 3.75. July 796, down 8.5. May corn at 607.5, down 11. July 619, down 10.25. December 640.75, down 9.25. May beans 13.51, up 1.5. July 13.60, up 2. August 13.66.5, up 13.25. November 13.01, down 2.75. July soybean meal 339.50, up $1. July soybean oil at 62.16, up 16 cents. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.